It is time to chat with Josh Furnier, our Royals insider. He joins us from Arizona. Opening day is a week from Thursday.
And we'll be giving away tickets on Thursday to opening day and a parking pass.
Oh, wow. Parking and tickets on Thursday. So be listening for details on that on our show Thursday. Brought to you by the KCK PD, accepting applications for new and experienced law enforcement officers. KCKPD.org for more information. Equal opportunity employer.
Vern, I proposed a new way to do baseball, and I don't know if you were able to catch it this early out in Arizona, but I'll rerun it through for you real quick anyway. I've liked the atmospheres that I've seen at the World Baseball Classic. I like the NCAA tournament. I'm all about doing away with the baseball regular season and creating a 16 tournaments to take place during the regular season. Each tournament winner goes into the postseason. You're seeded at the end of the year by run differential, and every 3 weeks, everybody is still alive to make the postseason. Your thoughts?
So is it a bunch of tournaments?
Yes, it's 16 individual tournaments over the course of what would be the regular season. Now, I am also expanding baseball to 32 teams to make my plan work easy.
Yep.
So I'm expanding to 32. I'm doing every basically 3 weeks another tournament, and the winners of those tournaments get into the playoffs at the end of the year. 16 teams in the playoffs play in a tournament style for the championship. And you want to do 3 games, 5 games in the tournaments, however you want to decide, however you want to do it. That's fine by me, but that's my base suggestion right now. Clearly, all the details need to be worked out.
Sure.
But couldn't you imagine every 3 weeks resetting this and giving everybody an opportunity? You catch a heater for 3 weeks, you can get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and you get the automatic berth into the postseason. As long as you can keep it around, because you know I'm in favor of getting rid of 162 regular season games that are absolutely meaningless. So, yeah, as the only issue that I've heard when we come up with the ideas is, the union and the owners, they got to agree on this. And are they losing money as far as the amount of games played at Kauffman Stadium? If you can alleviate that issue, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, but see, that therein lies the biggest problem to me, Vern, because anytime you suggest anything to help baseball, well, the union and the owners will never, they throw that out there. They don't, like I said it earlier, if the owners wanted to fly planes over every stadium and just drop cash on the stadium, the union would be against that as well. So it doesn't matter what the owners suggest. The players go in with their dukes up, ready to fight and say it's a bad idea.
100%. And look, you look around the rest of professional sports. Look, the owners have broken the players in the NBA, in the NFL, in the NHL. That's why I think you see those two sides working together to grow the sport. Baseball's owners are yet to break the players' union. Now, I'm not saying I want that to happen, but, man, I would love to see the two sides work together to grow the sport instead of this adversarial digging your heels in like we've been. It made sense in the 70s. Not so much today.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you get – the impasse seems so big. I don't know how you – how you broker that? You got a new commissioner that hasn't really brokered anything. I don't know how you get there, Vern.
Yeah, I don't think you do. I think the only way you get there is the owners ultimately breaking the union and implementing their hard salary cap. And like you see in the NFL, the NBA, you get that hard salary cap. Now we're all tugging on the same end of the rope. Now, the more money you make, the more money I make. That hasn't really been the case in baseball. And until that happens, I think this me against you continues.
So it wouldn't be getting along. It'd be one side definitively winning.
Yeah, yeah. To where we have no other choice. We've agreed to a salary cap, and now we want that cap to continue to grow, so let's work together.
But even with a salary cap and salary floor in baseball, there's still the 162 games. I mean, the
100%,
so they can have the salary cap and the salary floor. Are you selling tickets to a Tuesday game in May against the Twins? I've been there, done that. And at the end of the year, just because there's a salary cap and a salary floor, Vern, doesn't mean every team is going to be relevant come the August 1st trade deadline,
Yeah. More than likely. I mean, you see it in the NFL, the Detroit Lions haven't been worth a damn in 30 years.
Right.
So salary cap isn't really helping them. you know, the hope is you and look, I hate that I'm even pro salary cap. I'm just pro the growth of baseball. But yeah, I'm with you. I think it begins with eliminating, just like we're talking about with the NCAA tournament. I didn't watch a single regular season college basketball game, and yet I'll watch all of the NCAA tournament. The, right. The regular season is meaningless because there's so many teams in the playoffs, and you know that's happening in a majority of sports. No sport has as many regular season games as baseball. So look, if you, like I do with college basketball, if you say, you know what, I'm good on baseball until the end of September, you're still catching all the best baseball.
You really are. And it also, I think by doing this, you keep the teams engaged too. And somebody texted in earlier, they go, what about like all these team guys or the players for the teams? They start 6-20. They're out of it as well. They got to play out the rest of the season. This keeps teams alive. And this keeps teams focused and energized that they still have a shot, because even here in Kansas City, every year we're like, man, how about that great July or great September? You catch a heater for a couple of weeks and you win one of these mini tournaments and get into the playoffs. That's all it's going to take. And that changes everything. For you,
you got to keep the players in interested. You got to keep the fans interested, and I think the real big step, I mean, one of many big steps the game needs, is people in Kansas City need to care about, at least somewhat, need to care about the Dodgers, need to care about the Orioles, need to know who's on those teams. And I you know, you guys understand how baseball has always been. It's at least over the last 40, 45, 50 years, it's, look, I know my Royals, but yeah, if they get booted out of it, if it's a wrap in mid-May, I'm done with baseball, because right. I don't know who's on the Angels other than Mike Trout. But you see in the NBA, you know, their drama is what keeps them on the front page. The NFL, you know, the average football fan can run through the two deep of half the league. You know, baseball's got a lot of issues. Yes, the regular season, but also the provincial nature of the sport.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, joining us from Arizona. All right, we're a little more than a week out. You've seen them every day. How close are we to ready for the start of the season?
Yeah, it's so strange because, you know, the seven of the top 10 players on the team haven't been here in weeks. The leader in Salvador Perez, the ace of the staff, the star shortstop, the star corner outfielder, your first baseman, Nicky Lopez. So you haven't really seen the team together. But with that being said, the energy that Vinny and Nicky have returned with after an unbelievable experience playing in Taiwan, playing at the Tokyo Dome. Look, I feel good about the offense, at least the guys in the middle, the guys that we felt good about at the end of last season. Vinny, Selvi, MJ, Bobby, you know, excited what Michael Massey can do, really hoping that Nick Prado makes that opening day roster. But again, it comes back to pitching. I like the starting five with Greinke, Singer, Lyles, Keller, and Lynch, but we all know somebody's going to go down at some point this season. And right now, with a week left in spring training, in my opinion, the sixth best starting pitcher on this team, or at least in this organization, is Mike Myers. And with all due respect to him and his family, I thought you were going to say Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby. All right.
You know, Jonathan Heasley, Chris Bubich, it hasn't been there this spring. You hope that they figure it out, but it hasn't been there this spring. The bullpen is fine. I just have questions about the pitching. It comes down to Brady Singer, Daniel Lynch taking another step forward, and then, you know, hold on tight.
Did you say Sparky Lyles is pitching for the Royals?
Jordan Lyles. I would maybe distant nephew.
I like Sparky Lyles. Put him on the mat. I'd pay $5 to go watch
Me
that.
Me too.
So from a excitement level standpoint with these guys returning from the WBC, we were talking about it earlier. It feels like this is a bad time to have the WBC. Why not every 4 years stop it down like hockey does and have this thing like in June before football gets going and you're kind of the only game in town? Because now is the most convoluted sports schedule there is with the tournament and spring training and free agency in the NFL and all that stuff.
Well, the NFL is a monster. If you try and dictate your schedule around, you have no chance. The NFL gives you like 2 days to grab the headlines, and normally the NBA trades Kevin Durant and they steal those headlines. As far as garnering headlines and using the WBC to grab eyeballs and bring them to baseball, I think this is the best time. And every once in a while, you hope people are watching USA Venezuela because that was an unbelievable baseball game. But to me, that's kind of where baseball is. It's 4 to 10 times a year, there'll be a game where you could talk about it for the rest of your life. Unless you missed it, unless you weren't sitting down to watch it, because it's certainly not appointment television. I don't think there's a better time to have the WBC than right now, as far as if you want big names to show up, because if you do it around the All-Star break, nobody's, in my opinion, not many big names will play. I mean, shoot, you saw last year with the whole vaccine thing with the Royals. Some guys, not trying to get into all of that, but it was just a longer vacation. I can get another 3 days off going into the All-Star break. Hell with the vaccine, man. Give me that whole week off.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way. Talking with Josh Vernier, the selfish nature of a lot of baseball players would take that time off.
Oh,
at least they could use this as a ramp up to the regular season and maybe see some better competition than some fat pitching coach throwing behind an L screen. So
what Bobby's hoping for. Yeah. Bobby thinks this is going to help him avoid he calls it, I always start slow. It's 2 years of his professional career, but he thinks this will help him avoid an early season slump. He's
that's a great way to look at it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all coming back talking about even talking with Nicky, because I bring up to him, man, Bobby really hasn't played that much. Brady's only pitched once. He says, as long as they come back healthy, the experience is well worth it.
So I was going to ask you, does it matter that all these guys from the Royals that are like legit names and part of what you're going to try to do this year haven't been there for the last couple of weeks?
I don't think so. Because what it's done, it's allowed, in my opinion, there's about five, maybe now four, because I think Franmil Reyes is a lock to make this team. There's still four spots on the bench, or four position player spots that are open. It's given this new coaching staff a real good look at the 7-8 players vying for those final four spots. Because Brady, Bobby, MJ, Vinny, Nicky, not a one of them have ever played in a real big game, a pressurized game, a pack house like we're seeing in Miami, we saw in Arizona. You hear the games that they compare it to, and I try not to laugh at them, but they're bringing up a random Thursday night in the Bronx, a Tuesday night game that they played at Fenway Park. These games are giving them the kind of baseball education that normally doesn't arrive until late September if you're on a good team, and we're still not sure if this Royals team's going to be good this year.
You could check out the All Things Vern podcast page at 610sports.com as Vern continues all of his fine work down in Arizona. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.